With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump has ordered the repositioning of two U.S. nuclear submarines, the decision coming after what he calls highly provocative statements by former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. He and the president have had conflicts online in recent days. The impact on U.S. nuclear subs remains unclear. The president says safety for the U.S. is priority.
Where are being deployed the nuclear submarines?
Oh, yeah. Well, we had to do that. We just have to be careful. And a threat was made, and we didn't think it was appropriate, so I have to be very careful. So I do that on the basis of safety for our people. A threat was made by a former president of Russia, and we're going to protect our people.
President Trump has removed the head of the agency that produces the monthly jobs figures after reports showed hiring slowed in July and was much weaker in May and June than previously reported.
I think her numbers were wrong, just like I thought her numbers were wrong before the election. Days before the election, she came out with these beautiful numbers for Kamala.
Erica McArthur, the director of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, was dismissed. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting says it will begin taking steps toward its own closure after being defunded by the U.S. Senate. More from correspondent Ken Lormond.
The demise of the corporation known as CPB is a direct result of the president targeting it. Mr. Trump has called the CPB a monstrosity and has long said that public broadcasting should not receive taxpayer dollars to display an extreme liberal bias in its news programs. CPB says it's informed its employees that most staff positions will end with the fiscal year on September 30th. It said a small transition team will stay in place until January to finish any remaining work. Ken Lorman reporting.
This is SRN News. Some unexpected findings in a new mayoral poll out of New York City.
Democratic candidate Zoran Mamdani continues to lead all comers in the race, and he is the most popular name with the city's large Jewish population, despite his anti-Israel views. According to a poll from Zenith Research, 43% of Jewish voters in the city plan to cast their ballots for Mamdani versus 26% who favor Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat running as an independent. Because there are so few Republicans in New York, whoever wins in November is liable to be a Democrat. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A program has been established in Michigan to encourage motherhood at a time when the U.S. birth rate is in sharp decline. The program helps pregnant women and new moms by giving them cash over the first year of their children's lives. Launched in 2024, the program comes at a time when many voters worry over high child care costs. Backed by a mix of state, local, and philanthropic money, RX Kids gives mothers and newborns up to $7,500. This is SRN News. Four astronauts are on their way to the ISS. More from correspondent John Scott.
That's after they were sidelined by Boeing's Starliner trouble and other issues. SpaceX launched the U.S., Japanese, Russian crew from Florida on Friday. They'll reach the space station this weekend, replacing colleagues who launched in March as fill-ins for NASA's two stuck astronauts. Leading the taxi flight for NASA is Zena Cardman. She was yanked from a SpaceX flight last year to make room for Starliner's test pilots, whose capsule was judged too dangerous to fly. John Scott reporting.
Former Food Network star Paula Deen has abruptly closed the Savannah, Georgia restaurant she started with her two sons nearly three decades ago. She says sons Jamie and Bobby Deen had made a heartfelt decision to close the Lady and Sons restaurant. You'll find more details on these stories at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.